Congratulations on a really good performance, Mark. Best of the year, I think, in everybody's eyes. Can we just maybe start with the red card of Ryan Lowry? Have you got an assessment on that?
Yeah. Wasn't a red card. Definitely was not a red card. At best, a free kick because he slid in, but he completely got the ball cleanly. There was no malice in the challenge. It's not like he kept his studs up and there was another body around as well. There was no reaction from the Perth players. There was certainly no reaction from us. I was very surprised when he came over to have a look at that. And then when I saw him looking at it, I still couldn't believe that he was looking at something like that. It's extremely disappointing because, like you said, it was probably, and it was, the best performance of the season. We did not deserve for a decision like that to go against us. Why? I have no idea. I don't know. It'd be a good opportunity to have a chat to him. And we've seen it happen in the past where referees have come up post-game and had a chat about their decisions, because not only is he liable, but so are the people who are in the office or in the that little bunker room, whatever you want to call it, making those decisions or being in the ear of the referee to have a second look at it. You know, why didn't he have a look at the penalty decision? For me, when I saw that again, the replay, that's a pen. Majority of the times, that's a penalty. And yet he didn't even, wasn't told by the people up in the room to have a second look at that. And yet they look at a challenge like that. For me, that's part and parcel of the game. That's a great challenge. Ryan didn't deserve that. He was a fair challenge, no malice in it. And he has completely killed the game. He completely changed the game for us, completely. Football's not fair at times, but like I said to the players afterwards, I couldn't be more prouder of them. You know, they're really down and out. What an opportunity to get maximum points against the league leaders. Everyone's been talking Perth up, and rightly so. Good side, playing well, getting results. I thought we showed them up today. I really did. I can't recall them having a shot in the first half. We had plenty, and a penalty decision that should have been there as well. You know, we started the second half brightly as well. We started to kind of lose control of the midfield around the 60th minute mark. But like I said, I thought we were in total control of that game. And we deserved more and should have got more. We get crucified as coaches, you know, when results don't go our way. You know, there certainly needs to be something said about that referee today, because I thought he completely lost control of the game and he cost us. I don't normally say that. Referees should never, or officials should never, dictate the end result, but I think it's for all to see. You know, like I said, I was inundated with a huge amount of text messages. Not one person didn't mention the red card and the penalty that went against us.
So it wasn't just the red card that you weren't happy with, it was the overall refereeing performance out there tonight as well?
I just thought in the second half, every single moment that he could have gone out and pulled out a yellow card, he did with us. Whether it be us standing on the ball, whether it be Stevie Taylor, the ball ricochets off him and he goes and clears it. He could have had a chat to him instead of giving me a yellow card for kicking the ball away. There were so many moments to Ollie Sale, you know, okay, perhaps that one was a yellow card if you want to have a look at it, but there were times where Perth slowed the game down quite often, including a throw in the far side. You know, we spoke to the official, nothing was said, he's not in his ear, and yet when we do something like that, you know, we can't take quick free kicks in the second half as well. Like, all those decisions went against us today. It couldn't have been more one-sided. I've never seen anything like it. It got to the point where I had to laugh. I turned around to Sean and to my coaching staff. It was hilarious. It was a joke, an absolute joke. You know, if he can sleep well at night, great, good on him. But, you know, he's cost us. You know, he certainly has. And that's just how I feel. And like I said, my biggest disappointment is for my players right now, because we deserve 3 points against the league leaders. We put on a show tonight. We put on a display tonight. And they deserve more. Good question, Liam. I don't know. All we can say is that, you know, when it first came into play, people were kind of fans of it, you know, and saying, okay, let's see how this goes and let's see how it pans out. At the start of the season, it became an absolute joke, didn't it? I think every single person would tell you, 99% of people would tell you, this has got to stop. And they did, and they did well, I must say. The VAR, they weren't interfering with play. They weren't interfering with the referee. There were some 50-50 decisions that could have easily gone and made it could have been a lot worse for any team. and yet we come back here. We come back here and we just have to be the ones who are on the end of it. Wellington Phoenix, little old Wellington Phoenix. And I spoke about this when I first came to this football club, that nothing goes our way. Everything goes against us because no one wants us around. And here we are, 6 weeks into the season, and we're seeing this happen. What do we do? I don't know. Coaches, players, fans, all the majority of stakeholders. I'm sure you guys in this room aren't fans of it, unless you are. No. You know. So I think we should have a proper discussion about this, you know, a civil discussion about it, because it's starting to kill the game. It's starting to kill the game. And, you know, it's easy for me to come out and say this and argue the point, but I've been saying it, you know, for a while now as well. You know, it's become a bit of a mockery. And like I said, I thought we were on the right path. I hadn't seen too many of those VAR decisions, you know, come up as often as they did in the first couple of weeks of the league. And they've done awfully well, extremely well, the referees and the people in the VAR rooms, to understand, okay, let the flow of the game go on. You know, why are we really, you know, putting a microscope on certain incidents like today? That's a big moment. And so is the penalty for me. You know, Louis Fenton, I kid you not, is one of the most honest footballers that I've ever coached. There is no malice in that guy at all. He will give you absolutely everything. There are times where you'd say, maybe fall over, you know, or maybe do something, right? But he won't do it. He's just too honest. And you see something like that, and I said, Louis, I've seen it. Was there? And he said, yeah, it was. I said, you could have done something a little bit more, you know, theatrical, right, to try and get them to have a second look at that. But that's not Louis. And I commend him for that. He's a very honest guy. Get rid of it, scrap it, you know, like... Like I said, I'm just one coach. Other coaches have been on the end of these sort of decisions as well. You know, Marcus Barbel, another, you know, comrade, has been on the back of this as well. If no one's a fan of it, just move it on. Stop wasting people's time and money. I'm sure the referees or the Federation aren't happy in having to go and employ, you know, extra officials sitting in a room where they could be with their families, right, doing something of benefit, rather than sitting here and watching a game of football and having to make big decisions like that.
Is Philip Kurt okay?
Yeah, it was very, very, very... We all are very worried about him. You know, head injuries, and also this from day one, you know, are extremely, crucially, you know, important, you know, and the welfare of the player is always important, you know. And so he's okay. He, at half-time, was a bit shaken. He didn't. The game was starting to come back to him. But it's something that we take very seriously. He looked okay after the game, and so, you know, he's in all our minds, and we need to make sure that we go through the right process now. But he's okay. And Ollie came in and did a superb job as well. Really, really good. Really proud of him too. He really stepped up when he had to against the league leaders. He was superb. But Philip will be okay.
Best case scenario.
Yeah, good question. I can't really answer that right now, Liam. But we've got Zach Jones training with us as well. More than confident though with Ollie Sale, he's been really training hard and training well, and he's, you know, closed that gap on Philip. And I've challenged him to be the number one. You know, I want you to go out there and practice every day. And your opportunities come when you're ready, and he's ready, and he was ready, and he showed that tonight.
Positives as well. The front three started to look pretty good up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives, Liam. You know, there's a lot of positives. I know we're all sort of in a little bit of a dark place, you know, for 3 weeks, and perhaps rightly so. We all were, you know, and I take responsibility for that first and foremost. But, you know, we worked really hard, and we changed a few things, you know, during the week. When I say change a few things, in terms of the way we train and our game, we always set up with a certain game plan against an opponent. But they were good. Yeah, they were good. But like I said, I don't want to single anybody out. You know, it's good to see Burnsy doing what he does best, getting past players and getting involved, now taking third. You know, Sarpre looked good. You know, a lot of our game plan was to try and get him, free him up in the middle of the park, you know, to face forward, and he did that quite well. Our challenge is repeating it. It's repeating it, you know. And you know, as long as I'm here, you know, and I've been pretty blunt in my assessment of, you know, how things have to change. And I was speaking to Piney a couple of days, I think just yesterday, about There's so many changes going on at the football club, a lot of people don't see. The staff have bought in, the coaching staff as well, the people in the office, the people on board level, the players. And sometimes you need to suffer, you know, and we did that. But there's a lot of good things going on here, you know. The result today didn't reflect the performance. We deserve 3 points, but you know, we've got to get better as well, Liam. You know, we those chances that we had, we need to convert into goals, and we need to be a bit more sturdy, you know, when we're defending as well. I mean, even the goal, you know, one player got past two of ours. We've been working a lot on, you know, staying on our feet, you know, showing the opponent a certain way, delaying, you know, if we can't win. So again, if you dissect that, there's still room for improvement. But those last 10 minutes, they stood up, every single one of them.